When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
They say that love is a beautiful thing.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
And I honestly doubt if that's accurate or even seemingly true. I've only seen the dark and ugly side of love, and the worst part was that it was my first try. I was born into an overly religious family. They were so religious that they practiced 8 or so religions. And because the fundamental goal of most religions is to achieve purity, they enforced a horde of rules that were dedicated to keeping us pure and on the path of light. They controlled every bloody thing about me. I barely had a life while I was growing up. Every game children played was always demonic and impure, so I was never allowed outside. While kids read comics and played with action figures, I was given the Bible, Quran, Torah, and other religious texts. Instead of toys, I had relics like crosses, stars, rosaries, moon pendants, and a lot of things that would make a gypsy proud. I was a social mess, but not totally, thank God. I had a friend whose parents understood what I was going through, so they helped me with their son. He was the only friend I was allowed to visit, and that was because his father was a youth pastor and his mom a deaconess. But his parents were cool and allowed him to live a normal life, and they also helped me too. When I visited, they would have their son brush me up on the age-appropriate activities. He gave me comics to read, toys to play with, movies to watch, and video games to play. And it was through him that I was different from my family members. I was normal, at least to an extent. Soon after finishing high school, it was time to choose a college. My parents wanted me to go to seminary school like my older brothers and sister, but for the first time in my life, I defied them. I picked a college far from home, so they wouldn't be able to visit without checking in first. And I also wanted to be as far away as possible from their doctrines. College started, and I soon noticed all the attention I was getting from women. They said I was cute. I never even knew. My parents never believed in looks. They said it was vanity, and vanity was an impurity. They only allowed a single mirror in the whole house, and it was in their closet. You needed their permission to use it, and weren't allowed in front of it for more than 30 seconds. It was only to check to see if you were dressed properly, not to check yourself out. Though the girls gave me looks, I couldn't even approach them. I didn't know how. I wasn't allowed to talk to the opposite sex outside of church or the mosque or any spiritual gathering. Talking to them led to lust, and lust led to premarital sex, which was a blemish on the soul. "Are you gay?" one of my classmates asked me one day when I was leaving campus. "What?" I asked him. "How come you get so much attention from girls and do nothing with it?" he asked me. "I don't actually even know how to talk to girls," I blushed. "It's not that hard, especially if they already like you," he said. I must have not looked convinced because he decided to test it out. "Okay, look over at that bench," he said, pointing to a bench with two girls on it. One was reading a book and the other was tapping away on her phone. "Go talk to her. Just say your name, tell her hair looks nice, and tell her you want to get her number," he said to me. No, why would I do that?" I asked him. "Hey, just do it. And if it turns out bad, you'll probably never see her again," he said. It was convincing, so I decided to try it. Every part of my body shook as I walked over to the girls. I was terrified as I spoke, but he was right. It worked, and I walked back to him to see his jaw wide open. "Dude, are you crazy?" he asked me. "What?" I asked him. "I did what you said. I meant for Lauren, not Samantha. She's way out of your league," he said. "But she gave me her number." "I know. I saw. Are you using black magic or something?" he asked jokingly. "No," I laughed, feeling confident about myself. "Well, good luck, bro," he said. I called Samantha that night and struggled with the conversation, but she helped me pull through. And honestly, she was amazing. Aside from being pretty, she was smart and hilarious. And most importantly, she was loving and understanding. I didn't think she thought me weird at all, despite the way I grew up. And I was sure she loved me, just like the way I loved her. She was perfect, and I was happy that I hit it right on my first try. A month passed, and I started gaining the confidence to talk to other girls. Just friendly chatter, nothing more. One day, I was arguing about something with a girl in my class when Samantha came looking for me. I didn't know how long she'd been standing there, but she looked visibly upset. I ended the argument and went to her, but she didn't take her eyes off the girl. A week later, the girl was involved in a freaky accident, and I went to see her in the hospital. I told Samantha before going to avoid any upset and to see if she was fine with it. She told me to swing by her place later, and I did. She cooked for me, and I barely remember taking three swallows before blacking out. I woke up what felt like days later in her basement, strapped to a chair. She accused me of cheating on her like her exes. She told me to tell her that if it was the girl that I was arguing with. I denied, and she slapped me. She tortured me with snips, biting away at my skin with its metallic tip. I begged her, told her I was faithful, and would continue to be, but she wouldn't listen. She continued torturing me for 3 days without food and water. On the fourth day, I collapsed. Looking at my pathetic state, she got frightened and untied me. She managed to revive me, and I woke up with the intent of escaping or dying. I held onto her throat, and my inner voice told me to kill her. But I couldn't bring myself to do it. I pushed her away violently and shakily ran away. Samantha was never caught or seen again. I made up my mind to never love again. It was that what she did to me, that almost killed me, that did it. Never again.
It took my crush 400 days to notice me. It took him another 400 days to befriend me. The day he summoned the courage to ask me on a date, my joy knew no bounds. My response was as excited as my insides, but no one probably understands how difficult it gets to wait for more than 800 days for something that you spent all those nights dreaming about. The only good thing about the wait was that I got enough time to prepare for my first date with him. He didn't know that, but no one needed to know. I met him in high school. He was that sparkling, nice young man who told the best jokes during English classes. I mindlessly nursed a crush on him since the first time I set my eyes on him. He was the reason I refused every other guy that asked me out and went dateless to prom night. I couldn't risk him misunderstanding my feelings. I was glad that I did. Not only because my heart was his and his alone, but because he asked me out on that first date the day I graduated. As happy as I was, I couldn't tell my parents about the date. There was no telling how freaked out they would be. They already didn't understand why I never went on a date with any guy all through high school. I simply used my best friend as an excuse to evacuate the house that night. But even my best friend didn't know about my first ever date. No one did. The date happened in an exquisite restaurant. I started to wonder if he had been nursing the idea of this date for as long as I did. I knew it couldn't be. During those first 400 days when he didn't notice me, I used to see him with another girl. She was practically the love of his life. He doted on her, bought her flowers, and gave her such magnificent gifts that I started to question his source of income. I was jealous. Unfortunately, the lady died and I saw my chance. I extended my empathy and that kickstarted the 400 days where he befriended me. He looked nervous when he sat opposite me in the restaurant. He glanced over his shoulders a million times and refused to look me in the eye. Irritation clouded my excitement, but I didn't say anything harsh because I didn't want to ruin the day. I gave him my most pleasant smile and held his shaking hands while telling him to place our orders. He stood from the table and approached the counter. I pulled him back and told him to wait for the waiter. My heart did a triple thump. I was as nervous as he was, but not so quick at showing as he did. The waiter arrived, took our orders, and showed up again in little time. He placed our food on the table and disappeared. We ate in silence. I hated that we weren't saying much. It didn't resemble that many first dates I had watched in movies.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
People always wanted to get to know each other more. Likes and dislikes and every other thing. I withheld these things from him while we were friends because I wanted it to be what we discussed on our first date. When he didn't say anything after a while, I ignited a conversation. I asked about when he started to like me and why he took so long to ask me out. He didn't say much, just a word or two, so I took over. I talked for a long time, narrating things I loved to do, things I had planned to do with my first boyfriend, the kind of person I was, the kind of things I liked, and so on. He smiled awkwardly with every sentence I uttered, nodding his head like he was forced, or like someone held it and pushed it forward and back at every interval. It didn't make me tired, though. I was too excited to be brought down by the disinterest evident in his eyes. I didn't come too far to turn back then. Although I longed to know what was wrong, I wanted to know why he asked me on a date if he wasn't going to speak or eat his food like a normal person. I even made a mental note to talk to Ashley, my best friend, if all first dates were awkward because they were first dates. She had been on numerous dates all her life and was bound to have a lot of experience. Also, I planned to tell her about my date after it happened, killing two birds with one stone. The dinner was over in no time. I hooked arms with him, Lucas, and he disengaged our arms while staring apologetically at the untethered crowd in the restaurant. The gesture annoyed me so much that I shot him a terrifying look and stormed out of the restaurant. He rushed after me and reached me just as soon as I reached his car, the same one with which he brought us to the restaurant. "What was that in there?" I asked as soon as he was close enough to hear. "I'm sorry, Kate. I thought some people might recognize us. You know, it'll be weird." My insides boiled. Anger completely overshadowed the excitement I managed to feel all day. I saw this coming. I knew that one day he would turn on me because of what he thought others would say. But he needed to understand that the world had lost care for a teacher who took his student on a date. Scratch that. I had graduated. I was no longer his student, and he wasn't my English teacher anymore. It was okay for us to move around in public, even if he was 32 and I was 18. No one cared, and I certainly didn't. If I did, I wouldn't have pushed his girlfriend down the stairs all those years ago when no one was looking. I wouldn't have gotten close to him, soothed his tears, and befriended him. I wouldn't have given him the little note that threatened him to ask me on a date the day I graduated or be forced to face death. I didn't care because I loved him. I loved him from the moment he became my crush. I waited long enough to remove every obstacle. Of course, he didn't have any idea that I did any of this. I walked into his arms and wrapped myself in his embrace. I was glad I wore heels and my voice reached his ears. "You don't have to be nervous around me, Lucas." The sound of his name coming from my lips twisted my insides and made my head travel to forbidden places. "There's no student or teacher relationship between you and me anymore. There's only the love that you and I have for each other. We shouldn't let people get between us." He nodded. I felt it on my back. I felt the loud beating of his heart too. But that meant only one thing to me. My crush was finally mine. It was a successful first date.
Back when I was 24, I tried my luck at plentyoffish.com. This was maybe only months before Tinder started getting popular, and I had a way better experience with that app, but then instead of just holding off for a few months, I was so desperate that I went with the jankiest, most depressing website in history, Plenty of Fish. When I was using it, there seemed to be a lot of really sad-looking divorcees who put their last few chips on finding love online. I mean, all power to them, they deserve it and I hope they find someone. But reading all the stories of divorce and wanting to remember what real love feels like as a 24-year-old guy, it was just uber depressing sometimes. But then, after a month or two of striking out, I get talking to this cute girl who's the same age as me, and as the days go by, we really started hitting it off. We had to wait until I was home from college in December to actually meet up, but she was great conversation, and she was so cute, so I don't mind waiting to date her. And even better, when it came to actually organizing something, she invited me over to her family's home because her mom and dad were out of town visiting relatives for the holiday. I know it might sound crude, but finding out that her folks wouldn't be there was when I figured that it would no longer be just a movie and a pizza kind of deal, and that if I played it right, I actually might get to eat breakfast there too, if you know what I mean. Anyway, I go over to her place for what amounted to our first date. Everything went smooth and I ended up staying overnight. Then, the next morning, I wake up earlier than she does and I'm just sort of lying there, watching her sleep. I know that sounds creepy, but she looks super cute asleep and generally reveling in that little feeling of victory you get after a date going well. The next thing I know, I hear the front door open and slam as someone enters the house downstairs, and instantly I'm rolling out of bed to get dressed because there's no way I want my first introduction to her parents to be just appearing in their house having obviously slept with their daughter. Me rolling out of bed wakes her up too, and when she hears someone downstairs, she starts freaking out and telling me to hide as we begin hearing someone walking up the stairs. I just throw on what little clothing I had in reach, then basically dived under the girl's bed and kept really, really still and quiet. Seconds later, I see the door open, and the feet of the guy I assumed was her dad walking into her room. But then the way he started talking to her was not how any dad talks to his daughter. At first, I assumed the worst, like they had some kind of really unhealthy relationship or something, especially when I heard them kiss, and it sounded a lot like it was on the lips. But then, as they carried on talking, I realized that they definitely weren't father and daughter, and that my date had some kind of weird sugar daddy relationship with this guy while living in his house. The idea of getting caught by that guy and not the girl's dad had me way, way more scared for some reason. But then, when he said that he was going to go take a shower, I breathed a sigh of relief knowing that I actually had an escape route. The second the guy left the room, I scrambled out from under the bed and started putting the rest of my clothes on, whispering to the girl, like, "What the actual F were you thinking putting me in danger like this?" She's just like, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry, I didn't think you'd be home so soon." She didn't even address the fact that it wasn't even her parents' place, and I was so mad about all the things she'd lied about that I didn't even bother to bring them up. After all, the priority was getting dressed and getting out of there. I figured since the guy was in the shower, I'd have at least a window of like 5 minutes to get down the stairs out the front door without him being any the wiser. But then, right as I walked out of the girl's room and onto the upstairs landing, the guy walks out of the bathroom and nothing but a towel, and we lock eyes right there and then. There's just this brief moment where all he says is,
"Who are you?"
And then he sort of just looks over my shoulder at the bedroom and quickly puts two and two together. I started running down the stairs before he even reacted, but I knew that he was chasing me just from the sound of him screaming right behind me. I ended up struggling with the front door for a second, just long enough for him to grab me by the shirt, but somehow I managed to pull myself out of his grip and get some more distance between us. Then I look around, and the guy is chasing me down his driveway, completely naked, with a look on his face like he was seriously about to kill me if he caught up with me. I swear to God, I've never been so terrified in my whole life. Not just of having the crap beaten out of me by a guy way bigger than me, but having the life beaten out of me by a naked dude. That was just this whole other level of fear. The next time I looked behind me, the guy was gone, and I figured that he suddenly realized that he was running through the early morning streets with no clothes on, before bailing back inside before anyone called the cops. Probably even weirder than that, though, was the fact that the girl actually wanted to see me again. It kind of dawned on me that she actually liked the idea of two guys fighting over her, and that she was just some manipulative, cheating skank. I didn't see her again. I just deleted her number and she stopped trying to contact me. But sometimes I wonder if she hooks some other guy into her little game.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
And that he wasn't so lucky in being able to get away.